Brothers in Arms by Small Caps, read by Twas a Dark. Rating PG. Summary: the hellhounds come for Dean and Sam can't stop them alone. But that's okay, because he's never going to be alone. Note: this is the sequel to Who's the Bitch Now? Also a podfic. However, this can stand on its own as well. For a moment, Sam really thought it would work. Need and adrenaline fueled him. He could feel power rushing through his blood like a rapids. Reached out and just grabbed in his mind at the hellhounds. When they tore out his brother's throat, he screamed. It was kind of fuzzy after that. He couldn't stop them, couldn't stop anything. He fell to his hands and knees on the gravel, a sob lodged halfway in his throat, choking him. Footsteps crunched off to one side, and Ruby's voice came, almost gentle. "Sam, you need to get up. We're in the middle of a war, and you're vulnerable here." "Fuck you," he shouted, whirling on her. "You said you could help him." "We don't have time for..." "No!" Sam clenched his fists, felt that power surging again, full of desperation and anger and grief. He didn't try to stop himself, lashed out with everything he had, everything he held. Ruby's head snapped back and black smoke billowed out of her throat. Sam was startled, and then the smoke plunged straight back down into a new host, and he realized he hadn't done that. Ruby had moved on her own. Dean's corpse stirred, assembled itself into a less broken sprawl. Black eyes looked up at him from a torn, blood-smeared face. "Damn," Ruby said with a grin. "I can't believe I didn't think of this sooner." "Get out of him," Sam ground out, nausea gripping his gut in a vice. "Settle down, Sammy. I think we just killed two birds with one stone." Sam lunged forward and punched her, knuckles sliding on the slick of Dean's open flesh. "Dare she even talk about his brother like that? Like..." "Dude," Ruby said, a hand to Dean's face, "stop. Did you really think Dad was the only one to burst out of that gate? Did you really spend this entire past year never once suspecting who I am?" Sam was all geared up to punch again, to punch and scream and grieve and tear the world down if he had to. But he stopped and stared at his dead brother, the brother who'd just been dragged to hell to burn, to become a demon, who was possessed by a demon. "What?" Sam said. "Time doesn't move in a straight line. You ever hear that one, college boy?" Dean's face, little smirk that was the same as it always was, half taunting, half love, and round black eyes that stared at him endlessly. "I don't believe you," Sam whispered. The sick feeling in his stomach was gone, replaced by nothing, just endless freefall, plummeting into uncertainty and confusion. He stared at the limp body of the blonde girl, back at Dean's. "You'd have said..." "Demons lie, Sammy." Those eyes glittered in Dean's face, smug and creeping him the fuck out. If it was Dean sitting there, bleeding and broken and dead and smirking, licking blood off his own mouth, "You're lying now." "You know I'm not." "How?" Sam demanded, heat running up his spine. "How do I know?" "Because we rebuilt you." Dean cocked his head, demon grace and broken neck, and almost looked like Sam's big brother, happy and proud. "This whole year, didn't we? Sam Winchester, better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. I'm a demon, Sam. Make me tell you the truth." It was cruel, was what it was, and Sam couldn't stand here and look at this travesty in his brother's body. He grabbed on with his mind, tight enough to hurt the bitch. "You're not my brother." "The truth," he demanded. "Tell the truth. Tell him." Dean laughed, and the black bled out of his eyes. He stood up, grinning at Sam. "More than I've ever been before, Sammy." Sam swallowed, swaying on his feet as the power snapped back like a rubber band. "Now," Dean continued, straightening his hound-savaged clothes, "what say we go stitch my face back together, and then we hunt down this pathetic army and show them who their true king is?" "Huh?" End.
I can't say if we're ever gonna be free. Don't let these shakes go on. It's time.